amplifying your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom, the final show of the 2014 season, babe. The final show. The year flew. Time flies by, doesn't it? It's crazy. We spend this time together every week talking about freedom, and we talk to, no doubt, the A-list lineup earlier on this program today. Houston, you'll hear it coming up. It's exactly correct. Sean, welcome to the show. You're part of that A-list lineup.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Of course, there are some people in my past that will question that.
We have another guest calling in. I can hear that in the background, so I'll let you go ahead and grab that. It'll probably be George the Mad Ogre Hill who will be joining us, regular contributor to the show. Blogger extraordinaire, the godfather of blog, actually one of the first bloggers in the history of the Internet, George Hill, and firearm expert. He is our go-to firearm expert here on the program.
Yep.
But in the first hour of the program, we talked with Alan Corwin of gunlaws.com. Gunlaws.com. And Alan's wit and wisdom is second to none. A brilliant man, a 23-year journalist, a member of the Society of Professional Journalism, which is sadly lacking in professionals. Alan is a welcome addition and a fantastic guest. He's done amazing work in and of himself at gunlaws.com and the 14 books that he's written. But to contribute his time to Armed American Radio is an honor to have him as a regular contributor, and not only a regular contributor and guest, but also a close personal friend. So I highly recommend that you visit gunlaws.com. Sign up for his blog, Page 9. It is the most informative information with the humor of Alan Corwin that you'll find anywhere. I mean, he just basically tells, here's what the media told you today, here's the real story, is the way the Page 9 is broken down, Sean, as you know. He sends me literally dozens after every appearance on the show. He sends me dozens of emails from you, from those of you who joined his blog and thanked him, mentioning that they heard about it on Armed American Radio. In the second hour, we heard from just the absolutely incredible, the brilliant Dr. John Lott, New York Times bestselling author, multiple New York Times bestselling author, founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center, not to mention Fox News contributor, columnist, and just absolutely brilliant scholar. We thank him for his contribution to the show throughout the year and every year. These people are doing the work of freedom with the facts, not some mad person sitting at a kitchen table claiming all of a sudden to get mad enough to want to take on the NRA. It doesn't work like that in real life. Dr. Lott and all of his academic credentials, and you can view them at crimepreventionresearchcenter.org. These are the people who have the facts, not the lies, and the money coming from somebody like Bloomberg and the rest of the shills. We also spoke with Rob Pincus, famed trainer. You only get that information on Armed American Radio unless you're taking one of his classes, visiting his sites, buying his DVDs, watching him on television. Rob gives you the info, and it's why he's a regular contributor to this program, that you're just simply not going to get anywhere else. You're simply not going to hear it. You're not going to hear it on your local media, on your local television. You're not going to read it in your local papers. You come to Armed American Radio, you hear about Rob, you purchase his material, and you learn from the best of the best of the best. And you get the advice. It's why Fox News flew him out to do a Fox and Friends when he got to Alaska. These people are contributors to this show. We all learn from them every time they're on this program. And I have two great ones that are regular contributors to this show. Every single week, they donate their time to you so that you can benefit from their wisdom. The first one is David Kodria. David, War on Guns, your fantastic blog, and David Kodria, CODREA.com, your incredible, insightful wisdom in your Examiner columns. Welcome to the show, and thank you for participating again now for about the fourth straight year in a row on this national syndicated broadcast. It's great to have you here.
Mark, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me, and I hope you and I hope Shanto and I hope everyone listening had a wonderful Christmas.
We did, and you know, Sean's looking forward to the end of the program today. He's tired. He told me earlier, he said, I'm tired. During the break, he said, the last stretch, right, Sean?
No, I'm tired.
Tired. Okay, that works. Well, David, we appreciate your contribution to this show. The listeners appreciate it. I get the emails all the time. Your wit, your wisdom, your insight, and your viewpoint on things that matter in this ongoing, relentless fight for freedom, literally against these domestic enemies of our constitutional rights, our birthrights as Americans. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, there's no other way to put it. You either have people who are evil or people who are idiotic who allow the evil ones to lead them without looking into what they're saying and challenging them. It's really a sad state of affairs for America when the heirs of liberty give up their birthright and demand that the birthright not only be given up but be taken from others.
Or simply believe the propaganda machine controlled by the leftist that you're referring to. Let's go to David, let's go over to George the Mad Ogre Hill. You know, George, interesting story with George and how he came to Armed American Radio. I can wax poetic here a little bit, George. It's great to have you on the program. You know, I called you a number of years ago. I used to love, before I met you, used to love reading your gun reviews on MadOgre.com for how many years now?
Oh, for a few. I've lost track. It's over a dozen at least, maybe even longer. But
the wisdom,
as always.
The humor, the insight, and your knowledge just shone through it at MadOgre.com. And again, I would ask that you go and visit MadOgre.com and read some of the greatest gun reviews. George, is there a firearm you've left out over the last 12 years? I think you've covered just about everything, haven't you?
I tell you what, there's some firearms I just don't want to review.
We still got you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Last I heard was there some firearms you don't want to review. Would you put a high point in there somewhere, or have you actually reviewed a high point?
No, not in any serious tone. I would love to review some of the some guns of science fiction, but they haven't been made yet. I'm still wanting that 40 megawatt pulse rifle or whatever it is from Terminator.
Right. Well, when you find one, I'm sure Blackstone Shooting Sports over there in Charlotte will probably be one of the first to get one. And when it shows up, do me a favor. Call me first, would you?
Hey, you still need to come up and take a look at the best indoor range in the country.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put together a live broadcast from your facility in the very near future, and we'll keep listeners informed of that. But suffice to say, you're listening to one of the best reviewers in the nation. And I actually reached out to George a number of years ago and was reading his columns in Concealed Carry magazine some time ago, and I asked him to come on this program shortly after its inception. And George has contributed to this program every single week, donating his time and his knowledge and his to give you an education. So I thank both of you guys and all of the listeners around the country as we close out this year here on Armed American Radio. All right, David, I'm going to start with you. We've got just a couple minutes. Your top pick for the most important story of 2014 and the ongoing battle for our liberties?
It's probably the same top pick that I have every year, and I'll explain why, because I know what your top pick is, and mine is directly related to it. My top pick is apathy of gun owners, and okay. I would love to be able to explain that in the context of your top pick.
All right. Before we do that, George, let me ask you, does anything come to mind? And here's how we'll do this. This time will get us. It got us in the last two segments. We're just listening to the guests.
Well, I tell you what, if you go to theblaze.com, and there's a list of news articles, and the top stories right now, the second story is a homeowner with a gun warns armed intruder not to take another step. Right below that, there's another one, concealed carry handgun holder. Sees a man beating a woman in a car. He stops that. And I can go through all these headlines. and pick out where responsible gun owners are making a difference. They're saving lives every day. That's the top story.
That's a great point. And what we'll do is we'll start with David's. You know, David and I had the ability today. We talked a little bit earlier about this. I wanted him to know what my pick was without elaborating on why, because I had a gut feeling I knew where David was going to go. That's the benefit of working with him week after week, year after year, filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio. When we come back, we're going to do just that and analyze everybody's top picks for 2014. We'll be right back after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host.
Can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
Oh, I love it.
A check with St. Peter out of the gate.
All right, welcome back to the show. Love this so much. Sit back in the studio chair with the broadcast microphone, the AAR broadcast microphone. And just, we're going to change the music up for you, by the way. We're going to get some really fun stuff coming up for you in 2015.
And I don't want you singing none of it.
Yeah, we're going to, let's just say, we're going to bring a lot of power. We're going to, you know, you're going to want to turn it up. We're going to bring a lot of guitar to you. We're going to get some great music.
No Okafor.
Bringing us back some rejoiners, yeah.
No Tiesto? Well,
no, not going to happen.
David
no.
Giretta?
No, none of that stuff. Nope.
Miley your, Cyrus?
No Miley Cyrus. No twerking here on AAR, baby. The only one twerking in this studio is me. And
uh-oh.
That's the beauty of radio. You don't get to see it.
Right? So, I don't know if I want to see that.
You don't. Just leave it at that.
Wow.
Only because you be jazz. Right?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
Scary.
The edge. All right, let's go back to the top stories. The top stories in the ongoing battle. And it is. It is a battle. It is a war being waged. Listen, I would love nothing more than to go back to the days of talking about self-defense issues like we do with Rob, like we did in the previous hour with Rob, for a solid 3 hours with you, but we can't, because the other side has forced the issue. They continue to push the political envelope, and as a result, we have to respond. And that's unfortunate, but thank God we have the microphone, and thank God we have the ability and the A-list guest lineup that we do at our disposal, the great Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation, regular contributor to the show, the women that you're going to be hearing from in 2015, Amber Cuno out in Arizona, issues that matter. But in this case, let's go back to the main stories of 2014. David Kodria in Hudson, Ohio, you had mentioned apathy. That word comes up quite frequently on Armed American Radio. And apathy of the American gun owner, your pick for 2014 as the top story in the battle for our freedoms, segues perfectly into mine, as you alluded to, for the very reason that it is apathy of the American gun owner that allowed my top pick, Initiative 594 in Washington, to pass to begin with. Agree?
Yeah, absolutely, because when you take a look at it, first of all, the Bloombergians were all bragging that 90% of Americans, you know,
haven't heard it phrased that way yet.
the alien race, right? To support, the so-called background checks, which we know is really registration, which we know really leads to confiscation. But in fact, what happened in the election in a blue state, a solid blue state, aside from the fact that, you know, most of it is actually red, except the urban areas totally dominate and make it blue. But 60% of the people who voted is what it passed by. And then when you further consider that only about 50% of eligible voters turned in a ballot, that means something like 30% of the voters in Washington State allowed Bloomberg to impose tyranny on everyone else. And I submit that, you know, Mark, we talked on this program over a year and a half ago about how Bloomberg was setting up organizations right. in all of the various right. states. And so that advance warning is there, but it's incumbent on people then to learn what the issues are, to learn what the information is, and to then apply it, to be that force multiplier we talk about, to educate and to make sure and drag your gun owner friends to the polls and make sure that that happens, because we're going to see the same thing happening in Nevada, okay, pretty much an identical measure as what we saw with I-594. And again, gun owner apathy. We saw, while we saw great turnaround at the federal level in terms of the Congress and, mm-hmm. and the Senate and all that. We saw Malloy get reelected. We saw Hickenlooper get reelected. And the bottom line is, you were absolutely correct. It is a battle. It is a war. You don't win any battle or any war by being strictly on the defensive and playing the rope-a-dope. Okay, you can't do that. You have to go on the offensive. You can't just every time Bloomberg yanks a chain react to it, because you're not going to win that way. All you're going to do is once in a while fend something off, but then he's going to be back with more.
Well, the reason, let's enlighten you, if you're listening to what you just heard from David Kodrey, and you heard him mention I-594, you heard me mention that I believe that was the top story, more so than the change in the makeup of Congress in the November elections. The reason I believe that is, simply put, we are seeing the shift in what I have recently, since the elections, referred to as institutional gun control, meaning at the federal level, and predominantly from the Democrat Party over many, many years, controlling the Senate and prior to that controlling the House and calling for the bans on your firearms. Now, at that level, the shift, this amazing paradigm shift that occurred in November, has moved and shifted that debate now to the states. Because as David had just mentioned, the gun control effort at the federal level, for all intents and purposes, at least for the foreseeable future, is done. It's finished. It's dead. It isn't going anywhere. The Dems know it. Bloomberg knew it. And we knew it and saw it coming here over a year and a half ago. And we talked with you about it. We told you it was happening. It got put on the ballot in Washington. Now, why does it matter to you, Arizona, the free state? Because your state also allows ballot initiatives to make law for you. Bloomberg knows it. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe there are 21 states, almost half the nation, that Bloomberg is intent on coming after. And he's going to use whatever successes he gets, like he did in Washington, to then push Congress to move at the federal level with the lie that, see, 90%, everywhere we put it on the ballot, it passes. You need to do it at the federal level. That's why this story is so vital and important, because they have literally changed the narrative of the gun control debate. Fair statement, David?
Absolutely a fair statement, Mark.
That's a frightening statement. Look, I'm not going to sit here and play tiddlywinks with this. What happened in Washington was a severe blow to a number of you across this country. Nevada, you're next. The initiative has already begun. The petitions have already been turned in. And if you thought the deception was significant in Washington as they continued to push this issue, to have it pass, to lie to you because they're counting on what David told you was the big story, your apathy, guess what's going to happen to you in Nevada? The same thing that happened in Washington, plus they're going to kick it up, as Emeril Lagasse would say, a couple notches. And you're going to let them do it. You and your apathy are going to let them do it, unless you take the horse by the reins now. We'll talk about it more when we come back.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
You know, I sit here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and we have the ability now to move the Crossbreed Holster Studios to wherever we want to take them, anywhere in the world. We have been on remote locations over the last year, particularly over the last 4 to 5 months since August, and we plan on doing an awful lot more of that. And now is a great time to thank some of our great sponsors who make it possible for us to bring Armed American Radio to you so that we can fill your prescription for freedom week after week here talking about these things that the mainstream media wouldn't dare talk to you about because it doesn't fit their narrative and their propaganda agenda, which is to strip you of your firearms rights because they hate your firearms rights. And that's Crossbreed Holsters. We come to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is an amazing group of people with an amazing product and a family. It's literally a family. They've made me a part of their family. And anybody who owns one of their products has come back to me and told me, very similar to anybody, if you've ever taken anybody shooting, you've never heard them say, well, that sucked, I never want to do that again. No, quite the contrary. You hear, when can we do that again? I want to do that again. And it's very similar. It's the same thing you hear with Crossbreed. Wow, I have to try that for this gun. That's the best holster I've ever worn. And the story, my backstory with Crossbreed is a very personal one. It's an emotional one with the founder of the corporation who died very recently, Mark Craighead, and is sorely missed by everyone in the firearms community and by anyone who has ever worn a crossbreed holster. It's the family. You can feel the love that goes into the holster just like you can taste the love that goes into good food. They're great people. Visit them at crossbreedholsters.com. The United States Concealed Carry Association is another one, an organization I've been involved with to some degree for the last 12 years writing for Concealed Carry Magazine. And the great founder over there, Tim Schmidt, now an organization with 1.5 million followers on Facebook, 1.5 million followers on Facebook. A magazine now reaching hundreds of thousands of people, a membership base over 135,000 strong, and growing at this just incredible rate every single year. Now, as I mentioned in the previous segment, there's going to be a giveaway that we're doing with our great sponsor, the USCCA. You'll find it on our Facebook page at Armed American Radio after this live broadcast. If you're listening to us live now, the program the giveaway begins on the 29th. It is a 1,200+ dollar gun giveaway. You'll find all of the information at facebook.com/armedamericanradio, or you can visit USCCA on AAR.com, USCCA on AAR.com right now and find that information, put your name in there, activate a USCCA membership, become one of the hundreds of thousands of people across this country who are taking their personal defense seriously. And thank you to everyone who makes this show possible. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, let's go back to you. You certainly make this show possible, your great wit and wisdom. David and I had some negative news there. You know, the passage of I-594 in Washington State, you came out with great news, and that's good news. And that's that gun owners, good, righteous people, that guns save lives, that guns are righteous, that guns are good. We preach that message every week here. Tell us why you think that's such a huge story.
Well, because it's a story that the mainstream media refuses to talk about. Moms Against Guns and Moms Demand Action and Everytown USA, they don't talk about the good that comes from firearms. It doesn't just have to be about criminals and fighting crime and evil. How about grandpa taking his grandson out shooting and teaching him how to shoot, passing on an old American tradition? Something that child will always remember. I remember every time my father took me shooting. Mm-hmm. I don't remember Disneyland, but I remember him teaching me how to shoot. I remember that. And I will always have that, and I will always cherish that memory.
Well, you know, the host of this program, yours truly, used a firearm to fend off two people during the commission of multiple felonies on the mean streets of Tampa, Florida, back in 2002. I know guns are good. I know guns save lives. I know that from firsthand experience, and I hope you never find yourself in a situation like that. But if you ever do, I hope you have a firearm, and I hope you know how to use it, because it just may save your life one day. David, back to you. You know, when I hear the Shannon Watts, the Everytown for Gun Safety, these people don't know their butt end from their face when it comes to gun safety. They don't know anything about gun safety. Do they have any safety? Do they teach safety classes? I'm a certified NRA instructor. The NRA certifies hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of firearms instructors every year to teach gun safety. And they do, in fact, teach millions of Americans every single day across this country gun safety. They don't preach it from a phony Facebook page sitting at a kitchen table with a bunch of cyber followers. Where am I wrong there?
No, I refer to them as MILMs, moms I'd like to mock. And basically you got it. Okay. Basically what you have to remember is with so-called progressives, in quotes, every day is opposite day. And so when they talk about gun safety, what they're doing is they're putting out videos like this stupid one that just surfaced a week ago. From this, you know, this idiot who decides that the best way to preach, you know, anti-gun violence is to have a kid steal a gun from his mother, committing multiple felonies, and multiple safety rule violations. You know, I did some blow-ups of some of the individual scenes and saw his finger on the trigger, you know, inside the trigger guard,
right,
and
right.
saw him pointing the muzzle at his teacher's face.
What?
Okay, yeah, and I mean, you know, this is what they want to bring out as gun safety. Not a one of them is qualified to even audit a class by a Rob Pincus as opposed to teach. In other words, these people don't even belong in the classroom without taking some required prerequisites, and yet they presume to teach.
Now, you're talking about a video put out on December 13th by some boneheaded group, goes by the name Sleeper 13 Productions, in which they encourage a teenage boy in the video, and by default, other teenage boys or girls, to literally go into their parents' drawer, as they show in this video, steal the parents' firearm, put the firearm in a backpack, and take it to school, waiting till class empties, and giving it to a teacher. This is the most patently absurd supposed public service announcement, just so wrong on so many fronts, that I can't believe even a gun-hating mainstream media would be stupid enough to publicize.
Well, it's funny because one of the groups, one of their representatives came out and actually threw that video under the bus and said that he's interested in seeing who's behind this, almost like accusing this of being a stealth pro-gun video or something like that, because Even the loons realize how loony and embarrassing this is.
Now, I hope you're right about that. I hope there's more loons that recognize that than otherwise. George, have you seen this insanity masquerading as a public service announcement?
I've tried to count the number of felonies that these boneheads are advocating. Let's see. Stealing a firearm, concealed carry, illegal concealed carry, without a permit, taking a gun into school. This kid is just crossing so many lines.
Well, these charges would put this kid in prison for decades if, in fact, somebody actually did this. And all I can hope and pray for is that no kid sees this and takes this so-called advice seriously. If they do and we hear about it, we're going to report it to you. When we come back, we'll find out from Chantel, what does he think the biggest story in the ongoing battle for our freedoms was this year? Armed American Radio continues. We'll turn the mic over to Chantel right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're a 23 Mabry miss?
Yes! I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little
total is $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
It's an honor to be here with you today. The final Armed American Radio broadcast of 2014 is underway. This is the last segment of that show, and we thank you for being here, for tuning in, the letters that we get and the support that we get. We're being listened to in over 21 countries that we're aware of. The Facebook page. See, we don't pay for Facebook fans like some other people do, you know? I'm not referring to anybody in particular, just the fact that there are people out there that, you know, they pay money every day to try to get a like on Facebook. That's loser central. We popped over 80,000 fans. These are real people who listen to Armed American Radio that didn't see something pop up and go over, oh, I like that page, and then you never hear from them again. These are real fans that like the show. And without you, and believe me, there are a lot more than 80,000 of you. Those are just the ones on Facebook. But you can join them if you want at facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You'll find the information on the USCCA giveaway. We're in the final segment of the 2014 program, so let's get right to it. Shanto.
Yes.
David, apathy, he says. Apathy couldn't be more correct. George has a positive, man. He loves the good that guns do and the coverage when it happens, which is fantastic.
Yes.
I said I-594, the initiative, the phony universal background checks, which is nothing but code word for registration, now underway, turning good people into felons literally overnight, criminalizing lawful behavior and constitutionally protected behavior, I might add, regarding your personal private property. That was Initiative 594 in Washington. I think that's the most dangerous story as they attempt to spin that as a victory and move it from state to state to circumvent Congress in an attempt to basically screw you out of your right to keep and bear arms. What are your thoughts? What do you think the big story was this year?
I saved 10% on my insurance. No.
No. You know, I'm not even going to respond to that. I don't even know how to respond to that.
No, seriously.
So far, you saved 10% on your insurance. We've heard about Bloombergians and we've heard about Milms. I don't even know what to say about the final show of 2014.
Well, here's the thing. The Georgia carry law bill that passed.
The guns everywhere bill.
The guns everywhere bill, yes.
You know, that's a great selection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great selection. You and I did not talk about that. I did not know that's what you were going to you were going to say, but that's a great choice. Here's why I think that's a great choice, if I may interject, and that is because what do the left like to say? Hope, right?
Yeah,
it gives us hope.
Gives us all hope.
Of the other states across the country, whose rights, are, you know, they literally have to fight for everything. To them, a victory is. David, what's the way to phrase this? New Jersey's a great example. A victory to gun owners in New Jersey is being able to count how many bad bills they turned away, not how many good bills were signed.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay? We see that a lot in states like New Jersey. We now see it in Connecticut and New York. And there are still states out there who just don't get it. But when a law like Georgia's guns everywhere, and I love the term guns everywhere, that's why we keep it here.
Mm-hmm.
When that bill passed, and I was at the signing, and I was 10 feet away from the governor when he signed that bill, and it went into force July 1st, where's the blood in the streets? Where's the CCW shootings in all the bars? David, can you give me one?
Not by, law-abiding, peaceable citizens, I can't.
Crickets, right? Yeah, that's what we hear from the media who make these false claims, and again, continue to push this narrative. And they never go back and correct themselves. This is proof positive of what George said. George, you picked the positive aspect of it. We saw the positive in Georgia. And as a result, other states can benefit from that. Guess which one just did? Ohio. As a direct result, Ohio. Well, who will now give reciprocity to every state in the nation.
That's why I picked that story, because it always takes one to go against the grain, and then everybody else will follow.
You're talking about the continued expansion of our gun rights rather than the contraction thereof. David, let's move to something else. I like the picks on the show. I like them. John Lott gave us his pick. We heard the same thing from Alan Corwin, and it's interesting. Most of them had something to do in a roundabout way with 594. Or, David, as yours, the connection between apathy and what happened. This is clearly going to be the big story going forward. So, David, take it away. What are you going to tell us about? What do you see happening? Any quick predictions for 2015 as we go forward?
Well, I think that we're going to see continued push to resolve the amnesty issue because, as you know, as we've discussed on this program with the great Larry Pratt, that basically what we're talking about is we're talking about a population that is inclined to be overwhelmingly Democrat and be one of the demographics along with so-called liberal progressive Democrats for supporting gun control over gun rights. So I think that is probably that's another story that again is attributed back to apathy, that we don't have more people out there fighting this and demanding that their representatives get on board with this. I think that's a big one.
I agree. Couldn't disagree with that. Well said. George, what do you see coming up in 2015? Care to give us some insight?
Well, I'm seeing a continuation of the cool factor on firearms. It's now hip to get a gun and get a carry permit. It's no longer a negative stigma, even though the left tried to make it such. I'm seeing more and more new shooters come to places like Blackstone Shooting Sports with questions, and they're saying, hey, I want to get a gun for self-defense. I want to learn. I want to take a class. And, it just warms my ogre heart that people from all walks of life, every denomination, every preference, every segment, and, every hyphenated American, they're all coming to embrace the idea that they have a Second Amendment that affects them in a positive way.
That guns are good, that guns are righteous, that guns save lives, that guns do good things, not the negative connotation that the anti-gun, hateful,
exactly,
divisive, America-hating, leftist, progressive, propaganda-driven media in this country like to tell you. Well said, George. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead at this point because we've only got a couple minutes left, and I'll give you my pick here. I think women in 2015 are going to be a huge part of the ongoing push and will inevitably become the deciding factor as we continue this ongoing battle for our rights. I believe it will be women who will win this battle in the long run, because it's the anti-gun groups being spearheaded by the Moms Demand Action, by the Shannon Watts of Every Town for Gun Safety, the phony Bloomberg shills out there, trying to play on the women aspect. What they're failing to recognize is that 30% of new gun owners are women. That's going to be a huge factor, and we're going to be bringing that story to you throughout the year with Amber and a number of other top female shooters, competitors, self-defense experts, as Armed American Radio continues to expand and fill your prescription for freedom throughout 2015. To all of our contributors on this broadcast, my gosh, too many of them to count, Alan Gottlieb, all of our guests today, all of you, thank you very much. To our amazing sponsors, every single one of them, in particular Crossbreed Holsters, we come to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and we will in 2015, the United States Concealed Carry Association, and you, more importantly, the listener to Armed American Radio. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in 2015.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.